This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We travel the state to talk to people who make beautiful and useful things. And we call the series Artisans of Michigan. We're visiting with Ed Fidowa. He plays the bass in the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. He also plays in jazz ensembles. And he repairs bass instruments for players from all over. But that's not why we're at his house. We wanted to talk to him about the double bass he built.
I always wanted to make a bass, but it took me 25 years to get around to it.
Why?
Well, it's a big job. It's kind of daunting. But once you start it, it's pretty cool. Now I want to do another one, but I can't get started on that yet. It takes a lot of time. It really does.
What was the most challenging part about making this happen, besides getting started?
Let me think about that. Well, it's making the top, getting the arching in the top correct. I had the original 1806 Galliano here, and I could look at it, I could measure it, but I think I graduated that top three times before I was happy with it, before I went, that's it. And I would show it to friends who made violins, and they'd say, you're a little high here, you're a little low there. And you can just run your hands over it, and you can feel, it's a little high spot.
His bass is a reproduction of an 1806 Galliano made in Naples. And this has been in the works for a while. He'd been given some already cured maple wood to make the instrument some 25 years before. Over time, he acquired some spruce and the other material he needed. He ordered a handmade machine head. That's the keys used to tune the strings. That came from London. Now, I don't know about you, but if I took on a project like that, I can't imagine what it would be like to get to play it for the first time.
Well, I was kind of excited. I couldn't wait to get the strings on it. I actually strung it up in the white. That means with no varnish. I just wanted to play it. And I liked it a lot. I had to do some changes. I took the top off after about a year. It was made in October of 2015. I finished it then. I took the top off a year later because I just wasn't quite happy. I wanted to take some more wood out of the inside of the top, which is called regraduation. So I did that, and then I was even more happy with it.
Can we hear it?
Sure. So pizzicato. It's got some ring. Again, this is my orchestra bass. So it's got some nice low end, but I don't use it for jazz. So that's the kind of pizzicato sound I can get, the nice puff. And then I put a bow on it. And what I like about the bass with the bow is it's got that organ kind of sound down there, which you really want in the orchestra. So it's, it's a good solo bass too. You can get around it.
And he must have done a pretty good job because this past summer at the International Society of Bassists Biennial Makers Competition, Fidowa was awarded a certificate for tone. Looking at his bass, the one thing that is striking is it appears to be a really old instrument, not something he just finished a couple of years ago. He says he wanted his bass to look a lot like that 1806 Galliano.
Because the original has got a beautiful patina, and I wanted to capture some of that. So there's a lot of nicks in this thing. As I'm applying the varnish, every layer I'm putting new nicks in, new scratches, in the right places, so it doesn't look contrived. And so I just love that look. Any new bass?
What'd you use to make the scratches?
Everything. I use bows, here, bass bows. I use belt buckles for the sides. Just any old tool that will scratch. But each nick is a little different. Because otherwise it looks like, someone took the same tool and made all those marks. But I love the patina of an old bass. A cared for bass. I mean, if it's all nicked up and scratched without being touched up, that's not cool. But when you go over it, and you make it look like this, those scratches are deep, but they've been there a long time. That's what I wanted. So that's what that's about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I had somebody say, that's a Galliano. It's I kind of let him on a little bit. I said, yeah, yeah. And then finally, about an hour later, I said, well, it's a copy of a Galliano. I had him snowed a little bit, you know, which was cool. I kind of played on it.
Fidowa says he's going to build that second bass, but he's not going to do it on commission. He wants to take the time that it takes. For now, he's satisfied playing the bass that he created, made with his own hands. Ed Fidowa, our latest artisan in Michigan.